Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott have another Wine Spectator Top 100 wine, but this time the Alexander Valley Vineyards Zinfandel from Alexander Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
You know, it's good to be here, but I hope you weren't too creeped out by that intro because Rob was really into it. I'm a little concerned for him, but that's how I live my life.
I don't know why you're talking about that, Scott. He took off his shirt when Rob was talking because he's like, is Rob going to go to sleep on the couch because I'm going to take my clothes off? And Scott, you know when he took his shirt off, folks, he already had nipple clamps on. I don't know what to think about that. I do know what to think about it. I just don't want to talk about what I'm thinking about, but that's okay. And so, is it okay?
You're uncomfortable talking about something involving nipple clamps?
I think Scott just confessed and admitted that he's wearing nipple clamps, I think, folks. No. We just got a confession, folks. We verified it. I didn't know it. I sussed it out. I knew it. I smoked him out, is what
no,
they say.
It's false.
He just confessed. He said he wears nipple clamps and women's underwear, he said.
No.
And he steals it from, he goes on what he calls panty raids, like neighbors' houses and shit. Sometimes he finds a very Romy lady. And so he doesn't.
Romy?
Yes. He doesn't.
What does Romy mean?
Large. And he doesn't fit her underwear. So, you know, you can always tell he's walking around trying to pull them up. It's embarrassing. And it's like, Scott, what you got on there? Another lady's panties. He steals panties, folks. This is the point. It's terrible.
Wilfred, do you still have that pair of Nikki Haley's panties?
Yes, because you gave them to me. It was nice of you. I really enjoyed that.
I know. You're a collector.
I know. You gave me Donald Trump's panties. Strange.
Both those pairs.
I didn't know he was into that.
They're not authentic.
It doesn't surprise me.
Just went to the Goodwill and...
Did he pee in those?
Just went to the Goodwill and bought the most stained pair of panties I could find.
Oh, that's right.
Brought those for you.
You know, he probably...
They weren't authentic.
If you sent them to him, he would sniff them just out of curiosity.
No. He's a germaphobe.
I don't know, Scott. He's also a perv.
He's very definitely a perv.
Oh, I know. I've heard about that. Yeah, it's great.
It's not great. It's awful.
Oh, no. It's lovely, I think.
No, what he does is awful.
No, well, not the perverted part, it isn't. It's fantastic. It empowers me to be me.
I don't think you need empowered to be you.
I do, Scott.
Why do you need empowered? I think you are you.
Otherwise,
the courts have ruled that way.
I would hide in the shadows otherwise.
You probably should be hiding.
And you can't see me in the shadows. I'd sneak up behind you.
I hate to tell you, but you are seen wherever you go.
I'm as silent as a mouse pissing on cotton. You never know I was there.
You forgot that band that you have to wear on your ankle, it's got that flashing strobe light thing. You can be seen wherever you're at.
I cut that off, Scott. I know it's a felony to do that, but that's okay.
You cut it off?
Yes, I tied it to a... Yeah, this feral dog that was in the alleyway.
Like when you cut off your relationship with Delbert?
Delbert?
The cartoon character?
What about him?
You said you cut your relationship off with him.
I don't understand, Scott. That's a cartoon. You understand it's not real, right?
Well, no, the question is, do you understand that it's not real?
Well, he does send me letters, but I didn't know what that was all about. But then I realized that was just the newspaper, because I sleep in the newspaper. It's my blanket. So, you know, don't make fun of the homeless. Or as they would say, the housing impaired is the proper term. Currently, I've read. That's true.
Yes.
It's true.
It's good to be here.
I think you're confusing me with the Southern man. He's into cartoon characters and is attracted to them.
Mostly naked bears.
Well, Yogi Bear, first of all, that's an adult bear, isn't it?
That's questionable.
But I don't know what makes... What is the age of consent? That sounds bad for me to say what is the age of consent for a bear, but, you know... I
don't think there is one.
Oh.
I think you're taking your life at risk.
Oh, that's right. Fair enough.
Partaking in activities that involve a bear.
It could be, but there's bear wrestling, Scott. You know that, right?
Oh, you're just wrestling.
Yes.
With the bear.
Naked wrestling.
Oh, okay.
You gotta up the ante, Scott. I'm an adrenaline junkie, is what they would say.
That's what they'd say.
No, it's a fentanyl junkie.
Or they say a pervert.
Well, they say a lot of things, Scott. I can't understand them because they talk worse than me. So when they say pervert, they can't pronounce it, Scott. They say you're in the funny business. And I went, yeah, that's true.
You are from the South.
Well, I'm a Southern man, Scott.
Southern man.
Arkansas. Nobody lives Arkansas. In Arkansas. Who lives in Arkansas? That's landlocked.
Well, the Clintons did.
Yes, they did, but they left, didn't they? They don't have a Arkansas draw. Hillary Clinton did not seem like an Arkansas kind of lady.
No, I don't think so either.
Very waspy.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that she belonged in Little Rock. They said, where's the easiest place we could get elected? So they lived in Arkansas.
He was the governor.
He was the governor.
He did good things.
And where?
Arkansas.
Well, he didn't dissolve Arkansas, so he didn't do real good things.
Yeah, he didn't do a real good thing there.
So you can tell the wine vault is not big in Arkansas, so it's all right. We can say shit about Arkansas. That's right.
Is there a place in the country where the population's growing less than Arkansas?
Probably Alabama.
No, I think the population's growing there.
What about Oklahoma?
Yeah, not because of embryo implantation, though. That's kind of come to a halt.
Well, you know. What's it? Tommy Tuberville.
Jesus Christ.
This guy's a cock. He was a...
It's a bad football coach to begin with.
Yeah.
He's even a worse politician.
You almost maybe slip out of character to call that guy a cocksucker, but...
I don't think that's out of character for you.
No, it wouldn't be. I wish he was in Deliverance and had no teeth and got shot by Burt Reynolds with a bow and arrow. Be a bad way to die, I think.
Not for him.
Well, it's fine for me. You fall in a creek or something like that.
Or a run.
I don't think he's ever been in the backwoods at Tommy Tuberville.
I don't think Tommy Tuberville's been in any backwoods.
If you have the last name of Tuberville, that means you're not going to be on top. That's all I'm saying.
What are you saying?
You're going to be on the bottom is what I'm saying, Scott. There's only two places to be. It's top or bottom. You're on the bottom.
Listen, you live out your preference. There's no problem with
I
that.
I think Tommy Tuberville would say you just pray some more. Him and Mike Pence should go on a retreat together.
Singles retreat?
No, probably. Then there'd be a couple afterwards, that's for sure.
All inclusive?
it would be inclusive. Yeah. They'd be like, you know, I'm not into that kind of funny stuff, but we're out here alone.
Mike Pence says to Tommy Tuberville, hey, did you read that AARP article about 7 unexpected habits that spark intimacy?
Yeah. Not into that funny stuff, but that funny business. But I was like, you know, saw you in that jeans there, and I was like, well, yeah, that's kind of nice. And, you know, I don't have anything else worth living for, so I might as well, you know, just experiment. You were a football coach, weren't you? You got a nice build there. No,
Mike was not a football coach.
No, I'm talking about Tommy Tuberville.
Well,
Mike was standing there saying, you know, you got a nice build there. And they're like, and Tommy Tuberville looks at him and is like, you play football, boy? And he goes, no, I did not. I was just a radio host in Indiana nobody fucking wanted to listen to. Because I talked about Jesus and shit like that. He's like, well, you know, I don't know about Jesus, but I can show you. Well, I do know about Jesus, but I can show you something else, boy, if you want to learn about it. And they're like, ooh. And then from there, apparently one of them bought lunch but didn't have enough money to pay. And then, so, you know, they didn't have enough money to pay him back, so one thing leads to another, and they find out another
one
arrangement.
One thing leads to another.
I believe it's brown chicken, brown cow is the term.
Brown chicken, brown, brown, brown chicken, brown, brown, brown chicken, brown, brown.
Yes, that's right. So, folks, on tonight's show.
Mike Pence meets Tommy Tuberville.
It was a long lead-in, wasn't it?
It was.
It was. And I'm sure this...
Hillary Clinton meets Marjorie Taylor Greene, meets Nikki Haley. No, not too soon.
That's an unusual type of fantasy you have there, Scott.
It's a triangle.
I think you need to aim higher. don't do that.
How could you aim higher than that?
I just threw up metaphysically. You say
metaphysically?
Yeah.
You're the Southern man. You said metaphysically.
Actually, if you get those three people in the same room that does actually in the world. I've read that somewhere. So, on tonight's show, we have
I think Nikki Haley could take him.
She's the least objectionable of the three.
No, I'm saying in a fist fight.
No, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a... she does CrossFit, doesn't she? Yeah, she does.
Sure she does.
She does.
Do you believe that?
Not well. I mean, she's not the one top 1% of her class.
I don't believe she does CrossFit at all.
I don't care.
I don't believe that at all.
She believes that the Jewish people have space lasers, so what the hell? You know, could be. I don't know. What do we know? Space lasers.
Space lasers.
God. Anyway. Don't understand.
Space lasers.
Never understood.
There's much you don't understand.
I'll tell you. I just don't understand. Anyway. So, Alexander Valley Vineyards. There's Zinfandel. We've had Alexander Valley on the show before. I believe we had their Cab and their Merlot. And we thought that they were good.
Yeah.
Really good, traditional, you know.
Fair for the price, approachable.
Mm-hmm. And we've bought none of it since we had on the show. But that's okay.
We like the Merlot a little better than the Cab.
Yes. We haven't bought any more.
I haven't.
I haven't either.
We don't see it. We don't see it. We have to order it in.
No, it's everywhere. We just don't buy it. But
I don't see this label.
I do.
I mean, maybe you
I see it. I just walk right past it.
You're like that.
It's good, but it's not one that you buy, which isn't a good thing. But this
you're
wine,
kiss and you don't make eye contact. Shame on you, Rob.
That's
shame
more of a, it's
on
more
you,
of one of those side hugs where you don't actually touch your faces. But that's all right.
No, no, you walk right on by. Walk on by.
I would walk on by you. Yeah.
Just walk on by. Bum.
It's a good song.
It is a great song, actually.
It's worse when you do it, but...
I think I got it down.
But this wine itself, Zinfandel, we have not... It's, other than Turley and a few... And Carlisle, we don't do many Zins in the show because we're dumb like that, but...
No, we went through a...
We haven't done many Zins. But we're back to getting this. And this...
What we do last year that we liked in the Zins? Beyond the Carlisle. We did the red and green.
Green and red.
That too.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It might have been the year before.
I think it was in the past 12 months.
There's been 8 years of this. I think it was earlier than that. It was earlier than that.
Mm.
I think that was season 6.
I think it was 2023.
I think it was 2022.
Mm. That's the last one I remember outside of Carlisle and Turley.
Well, we've done some
you.
Stuff from Martinelli. Or not Martinelli.
Petroncelli.
Petroncelli. Good. No, Marietta.
Yes.
The Ronin, which is fine.
No, it's really good.
It's fine.
No, it was really good.
Well, you didn't think it was fine.
Sir, it's really good.
We did the Deaver from Terra de Oro, which was...
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. And a few other things.
We did the Carlisle.
We did several Carlisles, and those were very good. But this wine...
Winery of the year.
Yes.
Winery of the year.
My wine of the year. The Alexander Valley Vineyard Zin from Alexander Valley, which is nice, comes in at $18, which is a good price.
We love Alexander Valley.
We do.
Whether it's Zin or Cabs, it's an area that we find approachable. We expect it to be a drinkable wine. And what I mean by that, it just should be easy. There shouldn't be anything harsh about it. It shouldn't be rustic. It should be just smooth. We expect silky tannins. It's a region that does well with the two varietals we love from there, the Cab Sauvignon and the Zin.
More so the Cab than the Zin, but Zin still is good there.
Name a Zin we don't like from there, sir.
Fry Brothers.
Hey, Rob, I thought you liked me.
Everything we do is equally terrible, so do not say our Zin is worse than our Cab.
We do need to bring Fry Brothers back to the show.
Go ahead, man.
No, we need to do it.
Do it. I had it in my hand one time, then I washed my hand, and it was fine.
No warts grew up or blisters? Or
I have gonorrhea now.
You had probably gonorrhea before that.
No,
No, syphilis?
No. I test every week. No.
I'm driving down the road and there's a freaking syphilis sign. I'm like, really? What?
They put that up just for you.
Thing.
Like, here comes Scott. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Back when you were a sailor, going from port to port, you know.
Brandy?
That's why I said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife.
What a good wife.
You would be. But my life, my love, and my lady, here's a sea. That's right.
Brandy.
Yeah, Scott's the backup singer on that one, but that's okay.
I'll take the lead, whatever.
You stay in the backup. Anyway, you don't really know what notes are, but that's okay. We're going to take a break.
I'll write a note for you.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure Wilfred needs a note.
I got a note, Scott. Yes. It's a brown noise. That's a nice note. Yeah. So, that's where he is. Hear a note. Yep. No, I'm not going to. No, stop, Wilfred. Be quiet. Anyway, we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the Alexander Valley Vineyard Zinfandel. Some facts and figures about this wine. It is 100% Zinfandel, which I'm sure you were excited about. And it is American oak.
Okay.
So that can be a bit concerning. 10 months on American oak, by the way. It does have some reviews, if I don't vomit. The first being, thank you very much. This is James Suckling. I provided this wine 92 of my points, but wine.com did not publish my review. So they won't, I don't know what I said. Also, since, you know, I don't know what I said. I just said it was 92. The Beverage Tasting Institute. Scott, remember the Beverage Tasting Institute?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When they're not drinking Yoo-Hoo, they drink wine, folks.
Yoo-Hoo.
Beverage.
Yoo-Hoo.
Yes. Prime Energy Drinks, folks. Got 97 of their points.
Prime.
But
are your boys on the Prime Energy Drinks?
It's they like, don't drink energy drinks. They use
well, the,
it.
The Prime is, there's the energy drink line, and there's just the Prime line that they push in these kids.
Yeah, they don't. They did for a little bit. They were excited about it, then they stopped. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted, the Beverage Tasting Institute gave it 92 of their points and a gold medal, which isn't real gold, but it's not.
It's a label. It's a sticker. It's more like a sticker.
The winery is very excited about it. They were going to have it tested, and then they realized it's just it's gold colored, spray painted,
crayon.
It's not what they thought. No. They're very disappointed. But then
it's a signature marker for signing documents.
It could be. But then, the Wine Spectator, my former employee, and before we had a parting of ways, it's all politics, really. Involved me not wearing pants. They provided this wine 91 of their points, and they wrote, "This zesty red is generous with sleekly layered cherry and raspberry flavors that are laced with notes of cinnamon and pepper and finished with lively tannins. Drink now through 2029.
Generous, sleekly, and lively. I don't like those terms in wine reviews.
I don't. Nobody likes your terms. It also was the number 50 wine in the Wine Spectator Top 100 of 2023.
Top 100 or Top 100 budget wines?
Top 100.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And they had a different review for that. But it's okay. They drank it twice. So.
I would hope so. In the top 100, I hope you drink it more than once.
By the way, I broke out glasses I never use. And these are the wine, or the Riedel, Venom Extreme Zen glasses. I don't use them because they look ridiculous. But,
well, they look too small for a Zen.
But they're the same. They're the same size.
They're Zen glass.
Yeah.
They're a Riesling Zen glass.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want a little bigger glass than the classic Zen glass.
But we want classic Zen. I mean,
this is Alexander Valley. It should be classic Zen. Why not?
On the nose.
It looks, off air, our first comment about this, it looks a little thin. Light.
Little thin in the glass.
A little thin in the tooth.
Yeah, a little bit.
Long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Pinots that are, I wouldn't say darker than this, but if I looked at this, I might think Pinot. It's lighter in appearance.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, it does have some... Oh, Lord, it's got a lot going on. I expect this to be acidic. It's got a lot of crystalline structures, which could indicate acidity. The legs are wimpy. In the glass, I'm not hopeful. Sir, comments? He's sticking his nose in there.
Visually, I don't worry too much about it, but...
Ooh. Camphor.
Red currant.
Okay.
There is a... Yeah, camphor actually is a very good...
It's beyond menthol.
Yeah, because it's a little bit oily.
Black currant, though. With it. I think that camphor, it's just really strongly mentholated alcohol. What's the ABV on this? 15?
I think 14 and a half.
Back in there, some raspberry. It's like...
I don't see actually the ABV on this thing.
That's unusual. I think to comply with federal labeling requirements, you have to post what the alcohol content is on a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I'm damned if I can see it. Look.
I'm gonna look.
Maybe it's hidden on the back label. I looked at it a few times, though.
This does not have the alcohol content on it. It doesn't.
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 Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wilfred.
What does Pinocchio's lover say to him?
Lie to me. Lie to me.
That's actually the... Yes, that's the punchline. That's just... How do you... Okay, yeah.
We did Scott, a Pinocchio joke in the last episode.
Why did the sperm cross the road?
To get to the other side?
No, because I put the wrong sock on this morning. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's my cum sock, Scott, and I put it on my foot, and I walked across the street. It's not that hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go into the wine.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, how do you find a blind man on a nude beach?
I don't know. How do you find a blind man on a nude beach, Wilfred?
It isn't hard. You get it?
No.
His penis is not erect.
No.
Can't see all the naked people.
Yeah. Have you been to a nude beach before?
Yes, I have.
You don't want to see the naked people on a nude beach.
Oh, no. I like this guy. You know, comparative to me, I was hiding in the bushes.
You don't listen, Wilfred, at a nude beach, you don't have to hide in the bushes.
No, I was talking about the ladies. That's right, folks. I'm back. Oh, I'm rolling now. Da 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 da. See me live at the Laugh Factory at the Catskills. That's right.
The Catskills.
I'll be on the parking lot. Yes, that's
right. You'll be in the parking lot.
Yes, I'm going to steal your car.
Or get run over by a truck.
I'm going to accost you, fill you up, and steal your car. That's what I'm going to do.
Jesus.
Then I'm going to drive off in it. sleep in it and defecate in the back seat.
I'm going in.
Leave it under a bridge somewhere. That's right.
Well, it's not classic Alexander Valley.
Oh, what is that? No, I do taste the blackberry that would be typical of Alexander Valley.
It's got a... unappealing streak of oak that is a little... It's not that it's charred. It's that it's kind of has like a mealy texture. Is not the right word. A mealy appearance of the oak. A mealy.
Mealy.
Mealy. Gritty. Maybe.
The wine has a gritty quality to it from the kind of the tannin. But what I would say is, I would give this wine another couple years. I would give it 2 more years,
it's,
maybe.
It's making me squint, folks.
It. Okay. The person that really thinks this is a great Zin, it's not a bad Zin, mind you. I like it, but hasn't had...
Great Zins.
Yeah.
Hasn't had good Zins.
No. This is a good Zin.
Is it?
It's... I would say that, so if I'm going to say a really good Zin, is Segesio Sonoma, right? This is not Segesio. This is beneath that. This is right there, that St. Francis Old Vine Zin.
No.
Time to time. Yeah.
Not even.
Sometimes. It's somewhere in that range. It's better than a Fry Brothers. It's better than
maybe
Bogle. It's a good, once again, yeah. Also, it's like $17.99. So that's a pretty good price. It's not a Petroncelli. It's just not.
Mm-mm.
It's you know, it's better than some of the old Ravenswood Lodi stuff.
No.
From vintage to vintage it is.
Then no, it's not better than any of the Ravenswood County Designate series. Not a single one.
Yeah, a little bit.
False. It's not even close to that good of quality.
Can you buy that stuff?
Even the Lodi, which was not my favorite, but that, you know, those 14s and 15s, that Lodi Ravenswood was good. A little burly, a little brusque, a little rustic, but this is bordering on grape concentrate.
No.
Bordering on it.
It's very dry, Scott.
It's bordering on it.
I see
the fruit profile, the plum, the prune.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be here in Alexander
Scott
Valley.
No, that is Alexander. No, Scott, that's wrong. You're wrong. You're just blatantly wrong. Oof. First of all, we know this winery to be a upstanding, good winery. They make good, solid, earnest things, and this wine is good, solid, earnest wine. That being said, it isn't tinseled. And it isn't really their specialty. This is I make cab and make Merlot, and I also make a Zin. This is like the third thing that they make, and it kind of tastes that way. It's well done, but it's really not their focus. Where these other things that we're comparing it to, that's their focus. It's like if I really am good at basketball, and then I dedicate my life to basketball, then someone else that comes and plays me, they like basketball. They do pretty good. They're talented, but they haven't played basketball all their life. I'm gonna beat that person, right? And that's kind of what this is. It's casual Zin making by people that aren't focused on Zin. They also make the Sin Zin, you know, and they make the Redemption Zin. I don't know what the Sin Zin. It's the same price. We've not had Sin Zin. We had the base one.
One of them's Lodi, though, isn't it?
Temptation, I think, yeah. But I think Sin Zin is Alexander Valley. Maybe it's this in a different name. But
maybe it's Sonoma.
I mean, I don't dislike this wine.
I do.
Why? Why?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I get the oak. If you didn't, the oak comes across, but it's not terrible.
It's Alexander Valley. Alexander Valley. Well, let's see. Let's look at this closer. Okay, confirm.
That's a fine. That's okay.
It's from Alexander Valley. Shenzhen's from Alexander Valley.
I mean,
what's the other one? Redemption.
Yeah, I think that gets a little more. Then there's also Temptation. Temptation's cheaper. It's not very good.
Alexander, let's see.
I think Redemption is more expensive, and then Sin's.
$17.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, maybe Sin's is the most. I don't know. I don't really understand that line if this exists. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. I'm going to go in again. I'm going to give this a third chance. What this doesn't have that I expect from Alexander Valley is a sense of silkiness, a smoothness about it. A drinkability, and this is...
This has drinkability, Scott. What do you got?
No, not for me. I don't want to say harshness, God. But the fruit in this is a little brusque. It's a little brutish.
It is brutish. I mean, this is not a 91. I don't know. The person that drank this, I think it's fair to say, doesn't really... I think the person that reviewed this isn't necessarily a Zen drinker.
I don't think they know wine to score this as the number 50 in the year. I'm vomiting my mouth drinking this, just because it's not that good.
No, it's not interesting enough.
It's not. The fruit in it. It's just. And maybe
I think this wine. Let me start.
I think the fruit's a little over the top.
I don't. No.
It's like fruit concentrate.
No, Scott, stop with this nonsense. I think you're bent. But this wine, the problem with it is everything Scott said is not accurate. I don't know where he's coming across with this stuff, but it doesn't taste like fruit concentrate. It's just it's Zen, but it's a bit. Boring, and the wine itself, it shows some varietal character. You know, it's Zen, quite frankly. It's slightly spicy on the finish and whatnot, but it doesn't really grab a hold of you and really shake you. If you're gonna get a 91, you should be a Segeshio. You should. This wine really tastes like it looks. It looks a little thin, and it comes across, and the palate is a little bit thin.
Yeah.
It just is a little bit. It's not even sedate or subtle. It's just a wine that
it's
not
subtle.
It's average. It's everything is the marks on it are just right across the line of. It's forgettable. There are worse wines out there by a long shot, maybe. But it's boring.
And it
is the problem. It's a little bit boring.
And the fruit is a little out of balance from
There's no balance here, Scott. There's no balance. Well, no, it's not a flawed wine in that regard. It doesn't do anything that's exciting. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
The balance is fine. It's just there isn't anything really there balancing. It's a dry wine. It has a little bit of raspberry fruit, briary kind of thing, but none of it's all that interesting. It has a little bit of American oak that other oak would have maybe settled off a little bit better, but who gives a shit?
No,
it's not really. It doesn't really punch that hard.
The oak's not the problem with the wine.
It's just the wine is overall a little bit thin, and it just comes across that way. You can look at it in the glass and see it.
It's thin, but for me, it's just it's got this. There's a part of the prune plum thing that's just over the top.
No,
for me.
Scott, there's nothing that's there's no fruit. There's no prune. There's nothing. No, it doesn't have it.
Mm.
It doesn't have anything that's overripe or anything that's over the top. It doesn't have anything on the top. It's all like leading up. It's like a roller coaster that the fucking cars get stuck on the hill. They don't actually go over that. You never go over it. You're like, and you're not even like is 7/8 up. You're more like 3/5 up, and you're like, so you don't even really get that illusion that you're gonna go over this and get this wonderful experience. You never even get to that point. You just get halfway up, and then the fucking, you know, the workers are walking up the fucking steps just to lead you back off. So you have to walk goddamn down. You never get to that point where you're like, oh, this is really going to go somewhere. Oh, I'm disappointed. You never get disappointed because the wine never takes you to that point where you're getting excited about anything. It's just, you know, it's an effort. We make a zin and we made it. That's all. We made it.
Yeah.
It's a zin. But there's zen in there. There you go.
The one redeeming quality this wine has is that little kiss of raspberry. Other than that, this is an utter disappointment. There's a weird gap in the mid palate.
It's an utter disappointment given the review, and well, it's also an utter disappointment given the. No, it's a disappointing wine.
We expect more out of an Alexander Valley designate wine.
I think we've already acknowledged that we're a little suspect on that. But.
There's like a gap where there's no flavor. It's like it just pauses in the mid palate where it's like, oh, it's done. There's no finish. Oh no, there's the finish. It's like, can you have a wine that tastes like nothing in a certain prospect of it? It's like you get the fruit, which is it's not my favorite fruit. I've said that already.
It's a little stewy.
There you go. All right.
Which isn't over the top. It's just a little stewy.
Okay. It's over the top for me. But then, but then that mid palate, it's like, there's water. It's like, there's nothing in the mid palate.
It's a drab wine.
And then the finish is,
yeah, it's not corked.
Unpleasant oak, but it's not the nicest oaking either.
Well, what do I expect for this wine when it comes? I'll drink some more. I mean, I'll drink it. It's drinkable. I would never buy it.
Nope.
But
do you know what this wine should be used for? To make sangria.
Oh, yeah.
It's good enough for that.
You could cook with it, but.
Maybe.
It's a unique thing. Now, one thing I'll say is, let's point this out. Let me find it here. And I noticed this. It's a top 100 wine of the year, right? But it's on sale. They marked it down. And so it was 24 in 1799. Why would you? I don't think you should have to. If it's a top 100 wine, you shouldn't. Because it's great, right? The Sinzin is the same fucking price, too.
Yes.
I don't know what the
Sinzin is. Redemption, too. All of them.
That's weird. So, yeah, you kind of scratch your head a little bit and kind of wonder, like, what is all that about? Because there's no real rhyme or reason to that. I don't know. The answer to that, it's strange, but I guess your question is the question I have really is, how did this get into this top 100? Because I don't think that they buy ad space; they don't do anything like that.
Yeah, they had to have.
I don't think that they do.
How could you? How could
this? They're not a big player.
How could this one possibly be number 50?
You know, all I can think of is. And this is the current vintage for it. There, if the person that was drinking it thought that it was just austere and they appreciated that, maybe. You know, maybe. Here were the wine Wine Spectator top 100 description for the show. This wine has great color. It doesn't. With dark purple and red hue.
No. Dark is not what I would use.
It's more of a crimson. There are spicy, earthy aromas of black cherry, black pepper, plum, and raspberry. And a touch of citrus.
No.
Now, none of those things are present. They're not.
Not in the nose. Aroma means nose.
The 19 Zin is a spicy wine.
It's no.
With rich, earthy flavors. It doesn't have those. And flavors of blackberry. Red cherry, plum, boysenberry, black pepper, cranberry. Here's the thing. How are you going to have boysenberry, black, all those other things, and then throw in cranberry. Also, apricot, what? And a hint of chocolate. This is a Zinfandel to savor with hints of brown sugar and warm spices, along with great balance and a nice clean finish. They were bouncing around. I don't.
I give them the plum.
Okay, it's
I'll
red.
I'll give them
cranberry.
The descriptor of the finish. No, I won't. I won't give them the cranberry. Yeah. I'll give them a little raspberry. Give you want to give them cranberry? It's fine. But it's like they had 9 different descriptors for fruit. You fucking kidding me? No, no. There's nothing in the mid palate.
If you draw a ton of air, it does become a little more dense. It's better if you draw more air. A lot of air. It shows something. It's better. Some creamy dimensions between the front and the mid. It's interesting.
I think the only thing that gets denser drawing air of it is you. I think you're dense. I don't know.
Scott,
I'm sorry.
You started off not liking this wine. You're not changing that. I just actually caught a little bit of the apricot, which is weird. That's weird. It was a flash of like, to say dried apricot. Just, you know, you have like that little twinge of sweetness. And it's not residual sugar sweet, but it was just like kind of in the mid palate, just kind of came through right at the finish. You're like, what the hell? I don't know if that's what they were referring to when they wrote that, but I just caught it. Sorry. Dried apricot. Not like fresh, juicy apricot. Dried.
Dried apricot used to really be a thing. Dried fruit was really a thing. Mm-hmm. Took a fishing trip when I was a young lad. My dad and uncle and a cousin. And
we know about this.
Dried fruit was a big thing. Dried apricot and dried peach were delicious.
Yeah.
And
That was good. That was a good pull.
They're actually useful in cooking if you... matchstick cut them real mm-hmm. thin, almost like a I think a sun-dried tomato, and
okay.
you can add them to
I can see that.
Stews
that actually
but, there's nothing like that here.
No I just had a good pull. It takes a lot
keep
of
your
it.
Hands Scott. Out of your pants. I don't care what you do when I leave is fine, mm-hmm. but have your little pulls after I leave. Okay.
There's something there. I don't know if they ever got to that with the 91. They were too busy counting the cash in the envelope. But there is a wine there. It's just you have to draw so much air to pull it out. If you're quaffing this wine, you're like, there's nothing there. But when you draw a ton of air, and I mean draw it, you pull out some nice things and a density that is enjoyable, that I like. But I'm not quite sure why this wine is such a shit quaffer. Normally you should have something that's pleasant in a zin. There are some things. You can't quaff something from Bordeaux and say, oh, that's so lovely. No. You got to work, especially better things. But normally with zin, you're going to have, even on a quaff, you're going to have nice things.
Yes.
But this wine is not a quaffer.
No.
This wine, you'll have to draw shit tons of air. It's not because of ageability either, because this isn't really, no. You're not going
to. This is not, ageability has nothing to do with
no,
this.
No, it's just the way the wine is, and it's all back in the background, and you have to, like, really fucking pull air before you're seeing some things that are good. And there are good things in this wine, but you have to really work to get to there. which is strange. I mean, there should be some instant gratification with a Zen. That's the point of a Zen.
That's the point of a Zen. You shouldn't have to work hard.
But this one, you do.
There's some upper echelon wines that, or maybe you've, you know, put 8-9 years on an ageable Zen. Yeah, those you have to slow down with a little bit, right? You have to go slow and make sure those are decanted properly and embrace those. This is a less than $20 bottle.
But
it was supposed to be top 50.
Okay, I'm starting to see a little bit of that withdrawing there. There are some really nice things that are lurking. I don't know why it doesn't show anything on the front palate, but savory fruit, red currant, red raspberry. But the thing that I'm finding, remember when I talk about, you know, that it's baking spice, but the Brio cracker that has all those mixed spices on it.
Okay.
That on the mid palate.
What?
Chewiness, but not necessarily density. It's still not what they say.
I'm gonna read that freaking wine list again to you.
Go ahead, Scott. You're a stubborn man. That when you say you don't like something, you can't accept the fact that you can't go back and review it and say, "What am I missing anything?" And then you can't accept the fact that you might be wrong. But that's okay.
I went back and I said,
"No, you don't. You didn't do that. You just can't do it."
I said, "You're incapable.
You're incapable of it. That's okay." I mean, I think this wine should have a pleasing front, just a pleasing quaff. It should. It doesn't. You're going to have to sit there and be a fucking chemist. And 95% of the people that drink this wine are not a fucking chemist. And they're not going to sit there and go...
Maybe you should be a chemist to drink this wine.
I mean, they're not going to do that. They don't have the lung capacity to do that. So it kind of negates... So you're like, well, okay, that knocks out 95% of the population. But that's all right. That 5%, you're going to get a wine that you're going to say is, that's pretty good. And I'm not quite sure to you that's worth all that effort. Because you can find wines, maybe a little bit more, but that you don't have to work so hard to say, that's pretty good. And then on those wines that you say, that's pretty good, if you work as hard as you do on this one, you're going to say, that's fucking fantastic. This wine, you work that hard, it's pretty good.
I'm not working that hard. It's like, I'll take that Brio cracker.
You're lazy.
And take some mango chutney, take a bite. That's fucking delicious. Sorry. I'm good.
You're lazy, Scott.
I'm lazy? I've drank almost the whole glass. And it just isn't doing it for me, bro.
It's because you're quaffing. You're a lazy drinker.
You asked me to quaff. You said you need to quaff it. I've taken smaller draws, pulled my air over it.
That's better. You have to almost, and Scott, you've said this before, and you're not wrong. You shouldn't have to reinvent a way to drink to enjoy a wine. And that's not untrue. This wine, though, you have to invent a new way to drink to enjoy the wine.
But even when I do that, even when I take pull.
I have not told you my invention.
And pull a lot of air over it, it's just not enjoyable.
You have to have enough wine in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But then you're swirling it. You're drawing air. Then you're swirling it again. It's a thing where you really have to circulate that. Really aerate it. Really, but this has been decanted for a while. But you really have to work that.
Swirl it.
And then eventually you'll find something.
Like when you're in college and they like swirled you the flesh in the toilet, your face was down in there, they held you in, and
I don't know,
you
what
got
you,
swirled.
I did that to other people. I don't know what your experience was, but you know,
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, Scott never.
No, I didn't. I didn't rush fraternity.
He did steal panties from a sorority though. Last week, it was very very, very upsetting, you know. And I was like, Scott, that's not a sorority. That's a preschool.
fuck is wrong with you, dude? What the hell?
That's
is wrong
terrible,
with you?
Scott.
You're fucking maniac.
He's a pervert, that bastard.
This is this. The last 6 weeks, this is the worst wine we've had.
Mm-mm.
What, so throw one out there.
This wine is better than the Chateau du Pard.
Chateau de who?
Whatever the fuck it is.
It's Chateau de Bard.
Named after the lawyer.
The lawyer?
That Bordeaux-y just hand. This is
no,
better than that.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not.
But we've been fortunate to not have a lot of bad wines in the last 6 weeks.
Until tonight.
This isn't a bad wine. It's okay. Just not as good as you want it to be. I mean, it's a Zinfandel.
You used too many words there. This is not good.
Oh, Scott, it's good. It's just not. It's not up to what you would expect a Zin to be that got a 91 from the fucking Spectator in the top 100. It isn't that. The wine itself is good. It's just, it's not good enough to buy again.
Okay, keep going.
Although it's $17.99.
Keep going.
But
you buy it again? For what purpose?
I don't know.
You were going to make sangria?
I've had wines I've disliked way more than I've bought.
Yes, you have.
Again.
Wait, well, no. You've had a wine that you disliked more than this, but you bought it again?
Yeah.
What would that be?
A Conga.
I don't even know what to say to that.
The Chateau... tell us. Chateau Michel Columbia Valley Cabernet.
No, we like that better than this.
No, Scott, that's ignorant.
I would buy that tomorrow and compare. Hey, easy. Whoa.
Oh, you like the wine. Shut up.
Why did you give me a 6 ounce pour?
Because you need a Christian pour because you're a godless fuck. There we go. Bottoms up, bitch.
We went a new way with decanters.
Yes, we did, Scott.
We went with the swan style.
We will talk about that as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, yes, as Scott said, we have changed. Well, we didn't change our decanter usage here on the Wine Vault. We broke the decanter. So
two in a row.
Yes.
About 2 out of 4 weeks.
Well, yes. So we used to use, what would you call it? Like the flower pot kind of where they...
It was like a vase, kind of,
and then it tapers up and has a neck. And so the first one, we had two. One was a quasi swan style. Remember that one? It was just looped up and then it broke. It's shattered, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That one died.
We had the angular one for quite a while.
We still have that one in reserve. That's made
it got chipped though.
It's pig iron though, so it'll work.
That's why I bought the original swan style one.
So basically, we bought another one that was the tulip vase style that Scott just dropped on the floor last week.
Well, somebody set it down on the olive oil laced freaking cutting block.
You carried it all the way upstairs.
And then I
dropped
to set it down and it slid off because of the olive oil on the base. Who was responsible for that?
That's not the first time you've handled something that was lubed on the base, Scott. Don't act like it's something unique for you.
Not with olive oil.
From what I've been told, you use all kinds of oil, so you're quite adept.
But
Adept?
Mm-hmm.
But now, Adept?
Now we have two that are swan style. Scott, explain the swan style.
The swan style is almost like a pouring spigot. It's got this design pouring spigot, except it's very thin, and then it's U-shaped, and then you've got the thicker pipe funnel that you pour the wine into. So the swan style really has nothing to do with being a swan-like. It's just that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. But it literally has almost a pouring spigot to it, like you would pour... like almost like a tea kettle has a pouring spout to it about it.
Well, it'd be good for aged wines that have sediment because you're going to filter that out with the taper neck.
Yeah, I think it's easier to pour from, quite frankly.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Where the tulip style, the more open style, mm-hmm. you know, they drip.
Aesthetically, it's also very pleasing looking. And it's also very fun to pour out of because it does have a very smooth pour.
It's crystal, and Amazon has multiple options in the $20 range. So, folks, if you're looking for a new decanter, check it out. Now, cleaning, it's not going to be easy to clean, but we've talked about it before. I discovered this. Rob uses it. He started using my wine decanter cheat in his dishwashing. The freaking OxyClean, dude. It works for everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
But just a little OxyClean in your wine decanter also cleans, like, coffee decanters, like your coffee maker. Dilute, and you want to use multiple pourings, and you've really got to rinse OxyClean out. You've really got to rinse it. It coats.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, it's freaking brilliant.
Hey, Scott. I'll never forget my grandma's last words. You know what they were?
I don't know what they were.
What are you doing here with that hammer? That's great. You know, because, yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wilfred.
They say that during sex, you burn off as many calories as running 8 miles. Who the hell runs 8 miles in 30 seconds? That's what I want to know.
Funny Wolf.
It was true, Scott. Yeah.
Speaking of funny, you know, Rob the Wine Guy used to torture the Triple B and I with blind tasting. So we're going to turn the tables on him. Wine Spectator has a new game out called What Am I Tasting?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not new. It's been out for a long time.
Well, we're going to play the game and you're the participant.
Okay.
Here's the blind tasting game without the tasting. Can Rob identify wine just by reading its tasting notes?
Probably not.
This is a real Wine Spectator review. Tasting note. Pairing with mango chutney. A racy style, delicate and elegant, but not fragile. Offering strawberry, cherry, hibiscus, mineral. Don't you load that website. Rob's cheating.
I'm looking at dirty jokes. That's what I'm looking at.
Offering strawberry, cherry, hibiscus, mineral, and wild herb flavors. Firmly structured with subtle fruit notes prevailing on the finish. Tasting note. A racy style. Delicate and elegant, but not fragile. Offering strawberry, cherry, hibiscus, mineral, and wild herb flavors. Firmly structured with subtle fruit notes prevailing on the finish. Variety. Grenache. Pinot Noir. Sangiovese. Tempranillo. Zinfandel.
Read it again.
A racy style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's the key note to picking the varietal.
That's great. Go ahead.
Delicate and elegant, but not fragile. Offering strawberry, cherry, hibiscus, mineral, and wild herb flavors. Firmly structured with subtle fruit notes prevailing on the finish. I point out the racy style because when I went through and did this, I missed that note. And I missed the significance of that.
Is it Pinot?
Pinot is your variety you're picking? Mm. Grenache, Pinot, Sangiovese, Tempranillo, and Zinfandel.
Yeah. I'm going to say Pinot, but it's probably Tempranillo.
country or regional origin? Austria, California, Italy, South Africa, or Spain?
Say it again.
Austria, California, Italy, South Africa, or Spain?
It has to be California.
Barbaresco, Chianti Classico, Comtal, Rueda d'Oro, Santa Barbara, or Walker Bay?
Had to be Santa Barbara. They probably went California.
Select the age. 1 to 2 years old, 3 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 years or older.
3 to 5.
I think you picked exactly the way I did.
Probably, and we were both wrong, right?
Yes. The issue is with that racy, it tells you about the acidity of Sangiovese.
I know, and...
And racy means acidic.
I know it does, but...
And it's got like this show me the answer thing. The answer is variety. Mr. Wine is firmly structured with racy acidity. So when it says racy style, it means racy acidity. And Sangiovese is the most acidic of those wines.
It is, but...
We could start by limiting Grenache. Although they have medium levels of acidity and soft tannins, out. Pinot Noir could show our wines racy acidity in red fruit and bicycles. We would not generally expect firm structure for Pinot Noir. Let's move on.
Well, you can, but...
Zinfandels could show high firm tannin, but not the acidity. Tempranillos of high levels of firm tannins and racy acidity along with red fruit, but our wine says hibiscus notes will be unusual for Tempranillo. Hibiscus is unusual for anything, but still, it's like...
I wouldn't know that for Sangiovese.
But it's like Sangiovese tends to make red wines with lively acidity, but that's that racy. The term racy means acidity, and
but no, it means I didn't get sleek, that. And it means
here they're saying it means acidity. I'm just saying.
Well,
and once you go Sangiovese, it's Italy, it's Chianti. Yeah.
That's what I was going with the rest of the stuff. I mean,
yeah. You answered exactly the same way I did 3 to 5 years as well.
Most of them are.
We were both wrong.
Was it 1 to 2?
No, 3 to 5 was exactly right.
Oh, okay.
And this was that. So that review was Linchiola Chianti Classico La Masse de Grave 2019, which scored 92 points.
Yeah.
From the Wine Spectator, from Bruce Sanderson's tasting report, The Riches of Tuscany.
Mm-hmm. Give me another one.
That's the only one they've got. Well, I could, let me see if I can find an old one. What am I tasting? Let's feed another one. All right. What am I tasting? Here's another one. A creamy, medium-bodied red showing baked cherry, dried dill, vanilla, and mocha notes framed by orange peel acidity and lightly chalky tannins reveals hints of loamy earth, graphite, and spice box that linger on the finish. Variety: Gamay, Mourvèdre, Sangrottino, Tempranillo, Zinfandel. I know which one I'm picking.
I'm going to go Mourvèdre.
Same thing I would pick. And to some degree, once you pick the varietal, it like picks
you're
the
locked
other things.
In. Yeah.
Country, Australia, California, Spain. France, Italia, Italy, or Spain?
Spain.
Ooh. I might have gone France. Appalachian.
Banyol, I suppose. Yeah.
Birzo, Cahors, Edenvale, Etna, Rioja, Sonoma.
Hmm.
You pick Spain.
I can't go Rioja because they don't do Monastrellas.
But none of the other regions are from Spain. So you got to go back. Rioja. Australia, California, France, Italy, Spain.
Go to the regions.
Birzo, B-I-E-R-Z-O. Cahors, C-A-H-O-R-S. Edenvale, it's Australia.
I'm gonna switch to France and Cahors.
Okay. Age, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 9, 10, or older.
3 to 5, I don't know.
Yeah. 0 out of 4.
Yeah, probably not.
It was Tempranillo from Spain, and it was Rioja. It was 6 to 9 years old.
Okay.
Show me the answer. We We know our creamy red wine is medium body with chalky tannin and citrusy acidity, cherry, dill, vanilla, earth, mineral, and spice.
Old one.
Box
notes. I can see
the,
that.
The mineral and spice box notes made me think of Mourvèdre. Mm-hmm. And plainly, that was the case.
We were both thinking the Spanish.
Yeah. Mourvèdre makes red wines with berry, savory, and spice notes. However, we're missing that grape's hallmark roasted meat note.
Okay.
That's why it wasn't Mourvèdre. Okay. Tempranillo generally makes medium full body red wines with bright citrus acidity. Fair enough. Cherry, dill, earth, and mineral notes centered by oaky flavors like vanilla and spice box.
Sometimes.
We have a winner. We know it's Tempranillo, and we know it's Rioja.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, generally a lot of the Riojas from Spain, I would go older rather than younger because they tend to age those a little bit.
Yes, they do.
Before they release.
That's
and,
correct.
And it's a nice little deal. If you want to try the advantage of an aged wine, you can buy Riojas, Tempranillos, that are aged for you.
You can.
And they're a great value, too. They're not expensive.
So, I mean, well...
You can get 8 to 10-year-old aged wines that are like $30.
Yeah.
And they're good. I've got a couple of those set aside for the show, so we'll do that.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
All right.
This wine has lively acidity and candied plum, violet, and mineral notes. Play the game. This impressive fruit purity with strawberry fruit leather, I don't know what that means, and candied plum laced with violet and dried garlic, creamy and balanced on the palate with lively acidity, and graphite accents. Let me not botch that. This impressive fruit purity with strawberry fruit leather and candied plum laced with violet and dried garlic, creamy and balanced on the palate with lively acidity and graphite accents. Cab Franc, Dolcetto, Gamay, Syrah, Tempranillo.
I'm going to say Cab Franc.
Yeah, it's either, for me, the dried garlic brings me into a Cab Franc or Syrah. Mm-hmm. So Cab Franc, Cal, France, Italy, Spain, or Washington?
I'm going to say France.
France it is. Chirouble, Palette, Rutherford, Tarassi, Toro, or Yakima Valley?
Second one.
Palette.
Mm-hmm.
Age 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 years or older.
Second one.
Submit. 1 out of 4.
Which one did we get? Probably the age.
It was Gamay. It was from France.
Gamay is
Chirouble, and it was young.
Gamay can be a chameleon, so that I can understand that.
The, yeah, the Greek was the one that threw me off.
Yeah, I mean,
we can immediately eliminate Syrah, since my dark fruited wines are plenty of body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dolcetto
show plum and violet.
No.
But unlike our wine, Dolcetto is of lower levels of acidity. We'll have to move on. Tempranillo is of lively acidity, red fruit, herb, earth, and dark mineral notes. Sound right, except we expect more body and high levels of tannins from Tempranillo. Lively acidity, red fruit notes, and mineral accents might indicate a Cab Franc, which is what we both picked. Unfortunately, our Mr. Wine is missing Cab Franc's hallmark chili pepper and green bell pepper notes.
Well, not good. Yeah, I mean, yes. Okay.
Chili pepper?
No, I don't know about that, but green pepper, theoretically, but not really.
Gamays are often lighter-bodied wines with pleasantly creamy texture, higher levels of lively acidity, and candied red fruit. That's the one that should have been the giveaway, the candied red fruit in a Gamay. That is the giveaway. Flavors accented by floral and mineral notes. Okay. Hey, it's tough, man. Blind tasting is tough enough when you're blind tasting than when you're just reading a fucking review, right?
It's true. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the Alexander Valley Vineyard, actually, Alexander Valley Zinfandel. Scott, what's your numerical score?
I can't say how disappointed I am in this wine.
Would you like me to score it first?
Go ahead.
So I feel this wine is of unusual quality. It's not a quaffer. You quaff it, you're like, oh, it's an A3. You draw air across it, and you see some merit in the background. The 91 is part of the problem, I think, that you have, where it's overscored, and it's, I don't know what it's based on. It just isn't based on what's in the bottle in front of us.
No.
I'm going to provide this wine 87 of my points. I think that, you know, it's a solid offering from Alexander Valley Vineyards. It's one, though, that I think you could skip because, you know, drink their cap or drink something else. I don't think that I would rush out to buy an 87. Would you, Scott?
No.
Well, if the 87 was $7, you would, but not if it was $17.99. I still think it's a good value for this wine, but I can't find myself to recommend it because there isn't recommendable traits there. It isn't necessarily the Zin of Zins. It doesn't show Zin quality. It's a red wine that is Zin, and the Zinfandel is somewhat adjacent to the overall wine. And that's kind of how it tastes. It's kind of one of those products that's just not 110% committed to, and you think with their sin line, they would be committed to it, but they're not.
They're not.
Yeah.
For me, I'm at 86. Similarly, I can't say it's undrinkable because it is. It's just, I was disappointed. We love Alexander Valley. Well,
disappointed's fine. I mean, it is a disappointment.
It is a disappointment. But it's like, and I'm also with Rob, I can't really recommend you go out and buy this. There's so many other products out there. Maybe they're a little more expensive, but why would you ever buy this at 18 when you can get Segesio at 21?
And I like this wine considerably more than Scott does. But
considerably. But we're 1 point different.
But you can't, yeah, you can't argue that. You can buy Segesio for $3 more. Why the hell would you buy this?
And it's not Alexander Valley, but Dry Creek. $4
more. Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. These are wines that actually are 91s and 92s.
Yeah.
This wine is not.
It doesn't exist anymore, but Ravenswood had a county designate series.
Yeah.
And all of them were better than this in the teens and lower than this. You know, it's been years ago, and I would imagine they would be $19 now, but they're fucking great.
Petroncelli is better than this.
Oh, God.
Infinitely.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of producers. I mean, this is right. This is like there with St. Francis's Old Vines in some years. And we do have a bottle of that for the show here shortly, so we'll probably do that next week to kind of compare that. But
to kind of like cleanse our palate.
Yeah, although I'm suspecting that the St. Francis will be better. We've had it multiple times. Yeah. This is just one of those.
I've only ever had the reserve before.
Yeah.
Which is what I was supposed to be getting at $22. And
you had a case of that.
Just fucking didn't happen. Now did it.
But I'm just kind of curious with Wine Spectator.
The fuck really? Are you thinking?
This isn't a 91. I mean, it's fine. And you know what? An 87, 86, that's probably a fair score for them, given the fact that they're not a Zin producer. Even though they have a whole Zin line, it's all bad. We don't drink Zin, do you? You don't?
Jesus,
no.
You shouldn't. If you do, don't.
Do you drink Redemption Zin? No, you don't. And if you do, you shouldn't. So, you know.
I mean, this isn't. How much better is this than, like, the Snoop dog thing. It's not
that's exceptionally better. It's 50,000 points. Those wines don't even count as wine, Scott. This is a wine.
Those aren't that bad. They were not good.
Horrendous, Scott. Those are 60 point wines.
No. We scored higher than that.
I gave it a 60 points. I mean, those are disgusting.
Snoop Dogg,
this wine, Scott, Snoop Dogg was better. You lost me when you start going to ridiculous shit like this.
No, if you want to
say, if you want to talk about Bogle stuff,
this is not that much better than the Snoop Dogg stuff.
Scott, that's just dumb.
This is not that much better than Bogle.
Oh God, I thought you were reasonable for a second, but
this is not that much better than the current Bogle. 5 years ago, Bogle,
but Scott,
it had some quality. Now it doesn't.
Scott, stop.
Yes, sir.
The 19 crime stuff doesn't even belong. That's just asinine. If you want to talk about Bogle stuff, yeah, this is sometimes their stuff is good, sometimes it isn't. That's the problem with Bogle. You know, go buy the current vintage. It doesn't cost very much. If it tastes bad, pour it out. In the next vintage, you try it. Occasionally, you'll strike, not gold, what's another? You'll strike copper. You'll strike copper.
Bronze.
Well, you, bronze, and you'll be happy with that because you didn't pay very much.
You'll strike gold plate.
Yeah, but this wine is somewhere in that weird realm where it's like, it can't dance with the big boys.
Like gold pastel they put on candies. Maybe get to that level.
I don't know.
Like pastel.
Whatever you say.
Well, it's tasty. That little gold paint that they put on those candies, it's tasty.
Regardless, you have a wine that is of unusual quality, and really probably should be better considering the score I got from the spectator, but that's all right.
But it's not.
No. So an 87, 86, not recommended by the Wine Vault, not terrible either. So you're not going to find the Zin anywhere. You're going to find the Merlot in the cab first anyway, or the Homestead Red, and give those a whirl. See if you like them. That's the only way you're going to find out, because we're not going to fucking buy them. But for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we will bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.